a weak solidarity bricky team listener winning the water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink department. Congratulations to the Minister for Pollution, Murray Swatch, the Environment, for providing $14 million to assist those affected by South Trublowas's disastrous algal bloom. Probably would have been smarter to have done something about it months ago, as the bloom was at its embryonic stage, when scientists pleaded with Murray to take action, and Murray, with understandably deep concern, explained it was none of his business, none of his blooming business. Getting in early to prevent an environmental disaster is none of the business of the minister. Let's give him his official title, Minister for the Environment. Then Murray, what is your business? Oh, of course, approving gas, gas, gas until 2070 so we can transition from gas, 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 and assuring us Woodside with profits, profits will cause no damage whatever to 50,000 years of Indigenous art. And Murray also asserts the environmental disaster, the worst marine disaster we've known, according to marine scientists, is not a national disaster, leaving us to ponder what level of damage of disaster might qualify. No worries here in Victoria either, as we saw ducks swimming in water that had turned blue. Who knows what exists below the surface? The big build constructing lane upon lane upon lane upon lane of exhaust pipe and plastic pollution of the Northeast Link, believed responsible, but good news. The government assured us the pollution poses no health threat whatever. It is totally safe, it guaranteed. Thank goodness. So what is the chemical? We don't know. The minister don't know. Phew, thank goodness. Totally safe, unknown chemical pollution. The scientists who pleaded unsuccessfully with Murray months ago suggest climate change, if there is such a thing, may have a bit to do with the algae, like roughly 100% give or take. And as the heavens flooded Texas, one of the big fossil polluters, a fossil, not that it's an orphan in that department, but taken by this headline in the Spencer Street, no longer Spencer Street, Fairfax the other day, Texans search heaven and earth for flood answers. We're not sure they need to look that far. Still, climate change, if there is such a thing, has its positives, like as the Arctic melts, the fossils have access to more fossils, more riches, like great fossil behemoth Conoco flips the blame, delighting US of the UN of the US of the world, big supremo Donald Trump or the poor, he of drill baby drill, Conoco flips the blame, applying to extend its oil drilling in Alaska the potential for hundreds of millions of barrels. It's so clever, isn't it? Climate change, if there is, caused by the great corporates like Conoco flips, floors the poles and allows them to contribute even more to the transition from themselves. With the usual suspects like long-haired, greedy, commie, wooden working and iron environmentalists carrying on about the bit of pollution all this would cause, and Native Americans claiming it will damage their country. No concern whatever for what the Conoco flip shareholders want and need. Whatever happened to good old-fashioned take and take? Not that there's any problems. With Donald at the helm, the right decision will be made. On the important need for more fossils so we can transition from more fossils, the aforementioned Woodside with profits continues to take its responsibilities seriously. This week, our old mate Supremo Meg O'Neill before profits announcing proudly that with new global fossil acquisitions, Woodside with is achieving its ambition of being one of the world's great fossils, showing its unswerving dedication to the transition. Meg keeps reminding us all this fossils, 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 gas, gas, gas is all about. Albeit obviously a slow process, as the permit to coexist with the 50,000 years of rock art until 2070 attests. And we know they can coexist because Murray and Western Trublowas's Supremo Roger Cook the Planet told us they can coexist. Challenged by the local Terra Nullius non-land, non-people, this Save Our Songlines mob, who claim all that gas, gas, gas will destroy their sacred sites, based on nothing more than years of gas, gas, gas already causing irreparable damage. But if it comes to Murray and Roger and Meg or these non-land, non-people, we know who to believe. As a by-the-by on these matters, the Political Maturity of the Week award must go to that appalling Hoon Sun and her no-notion lot for turning their backs on an acknowledgement of country as the talk fest opened. Don't they know it's just token and won't lead to anything as damaging or dangerous as policy? After a mere 21 months of defending Zion's right to defend itself against an occupied people, who by inference, under that definition, have no right to oppose being occupied and terrorised, no right to defend themselves, our courageous government joined lots of other countries in suggesting maybe the defend itself was going a bit far. Don't slaughter, destruct, genocide, starve quite as much. And then thousands of people sign a petition suggesting words without action aren't enough. Ban contact, sanction the real terrorists, words and action. Would that stop us sending weapons parts to Zion, the minister for being offensive and trained killing Richard Moore's the bad guys, he of the giant mind, looked very concerned on behalf of the socialists. You mean the weapons you deny we send? Exactly. Can we still supply the weapons we deny we send? No. Shame on you. Shame on you for supporting a blatantly anti-Semitic petition. Watching the footy Thursday night, Carlton being thrashed yet again, interspersed with those ads we get after every goal, that contributed to public-private health boo poor dears informing us it is a proud sponsor of the Carlton Football Club, and I thought, how appropriate. The team getting its weekly thrashing, and good old boo poor dears, perhaps that should be blue poor dears, anyway, boo poor, recently fined millions for taking the money but refusing to provide the service, and now being hit for cutting staff and making shift changes at its aged care facilities. The nurses' union claiming not only problems for workers but also a threat to the quality of service. So I thought, Carlton and boo poor do make a fine team. On the great corporates, ANZ for service, Bank, is being investigated by the Trublowazi Securities and Investments Commission over a little matter of alleged bond market manipulation. The investigation being dragged out because ANZ for keeps complaining about interviews with members of its key markets team being too aggressive. Oh dear. Why can't the investigators just take no for an answer? They must know how sensitive good, respectable bankers are. And it came to light the tax department, so vigilant and relentless, waived a $1 million tax bill owed by former big supremo and the world's greatest worst ex-treasurer, Paul. A true socialist, as the revelation revealed, a heap of corporates and cross-corporates owned by Paul. That's why, as a true socialist, he so empathises with the poorest of the poor, who are nonetheless facing a cornucopia of riches, as current big supremo Anthony Albanese said, although his salary is 600 plus grand, and after 30 years with his bum on the plush seats, I know I get a good salary, but I know what it's like to struggle. See? Empathy. And given in that moment of elation on election night he guaranteed no one will be left behind, then the poorest of the poor, like the unemployed, could expect the cornucopia to start flowing any time soon. Coal behemoth Adani bloody environmentalist has avoided the little problem of having a huge tax bill waived. Just don't pay any in the first place. See, despite its huge fossil mine, which did cause a bit of protest, and its subsidiary, trains carrying the pollution to its port, another subsidiary, they're all losing millions year after year. So much as it would just love to pay tax on all that pollution, it just can't. How come a profitable polluter is losing so much, I hear? Well, see, it owes millions each year, coincidentally roughly what the mine earns, to debtors in low tax places, loans and interest and lease payments, debtors who, what do we know, just happen to be also subsidiaries of the Adani bloody conglomerate. But I hope no one would think for a second this might be a tax dodge. And Alcoa, the transnational aluminium power guzzler, with massive worldwide profits, Canadian business provides aluminium for the US of, or aluminium as they say. But profits have taken a dive thanks to Donald's tariffs. So what's the answer? The Canadian government, Alcoa says, must come to the rescue. See, governments do have a role to play in the laissez-faire, dog-eat-dog world of the greatest little economic order of them all. In the gee-who-would-have-seen-that-coming department, our state socialists introduced a tax on empty homes, hoping to help solve the housing crisis. But figures show thousands of developers and investors are avoiding the tax because of one little problem the government obviously overlooked, like, how do you know? Anyway, the Property Profits Council said the tax prevents developers and investors solving the housing crisis, which is, of course, uppermost on their minds. Finally, notice Donald's latest medical examination shows he has a vein problem. Surely we didn't need a medical test to tell us that. Good morning.